The Snake Catcher from Sydney by Linda Potter. I met Linda Potter when I visited Sydney, Australia. Linda has two children, a beautiful house, and seems to be a typical modern housewife. But Linda has a passion, snakes. As a child, she was always catching snakes, taking them home and looking after them. The first was a friendly green tree snake she caught one morning when she was 10. Early in the morning, before the snake woke up, she reached into its hole in a tree, picked it up and took it home. That was the first of hundreds she has caught. But it wasn't the biggest. The biggest was a huge snake living in a tank in her sitting room when I visited her home last month. Linda told me the story of where the big snake came from. While she was at university, Linda became a wildlife volunteer. When someone in Sydney comes across an injured or sick animal, or an animal they don't want, in their house, their garden, or the street, they call the Wildlife Volunteer Organisation. This organisation sends someone to come and pick it up. If it's a snake, they send Linda. If the snake is injured, Linda calls a vet to treat it. Usually, after a week or two, Linda lets the snake go back into the bush. Last month, on a quiet Tuesday afternoon, the phone rang in Linda's kitchen. She picked it up and heard a very frightened lady say she had a huge snake with a bulge sitting on her terrace. The lady, Mrs. Stoner, was the manager of a retirement home. She said the snake was terrifying the residents and staff. They had all run away when they saw the snake on the terrace and shut themselves in their rooms. It was getting near tea time, and they needed Linda to come over to sort out the snake, and as quickly as possible. As Linda got into her car, she thought not only about what type of snake it could be, but also what the bulge was. She pulled up outside the retirement home at 2 o'clock, got out and quickly sorted out her snake-catching equipment, which, not surprisingly, she always carried in her car. It was made up of a 1-meter-long stick, an old glove and a sack. Not very high-tech, but all an experienced snake catcher needs. Linda took out her equipment, walked up the path to the front door and pressed the bell. Mrs. Stoner quickly opened the door and waved her inside while telling Linda the full story. They walked down a quiet hall, through a large door and into an empty lounge. Mrs. Stoner stopped in the middle of the floor and pointed through 2 large doors which led onto the terrace. She said the snake with the bulge was outside under a large table. Linda walked quietly outside. She looked down and there, lying under the table, was a 2-meter-long diamond python with a large bulge in its stomach. Linda thought about the last time she had tried to catch a snake which had just eaten and remembered that it wasn't easy. Snakes can get very angry if you try to move them after they've just eaten. As she walked round behind the python, its head followed her every move. She called out to Mrs. Stoner and asked her to throw a cushion onto the ground near the snake. As Mrs. Stoner picked up the nearest cushion, Linda got her sack and stick ready. As soon as the cushion hit the ground, the snake, just for a moment, took its eyes off Linda. She quickly lifted the snake's tail with the stick, grabbed it with one hand, and started to lift the snake off the ground. She dropped the stick, picked up the sack with her other hand, flicked it open, and waited for the snake to move. Quite slowly, the python's head came round towards Linda, who put the sack in front of it. The snake calmly put its head into the sack and went inside. Mrs. Stoner was amazed as Linda tied up the sack. As she put it down, she explained that all snakes just want to head off to a dark place after catching something, and the sack was the obvious place to go. Mrs. Stoner quickly went inside and called out to the staff to go and tell the elderly residents it was safe to come out. Linda thought she should leave before they came back into the lounge. Mrs. Stoner agreed. As she was leaving, Linda asked Mrs. Stoner if she was going to count the residents to make sure everyone was present. When she asked why, Linda looked down at the sack and said that the bulge was very big. Mrs. Stoner was not amused. She was sure none of the residents was missing, she insisted. But as she opened the front door, one of the staff came running down the hall and said Mrs. Parker, the oldest resident of the home, couldn't find her cat. Linda decided to make a quick exit and was through the door and down the path before Mrs. Stoner could say anything. On her way home, she thought about Mrs. Parker's cat. Could it be the bulge in the snake's stomach? When she got home, she put the python into a special tank and turned on the heating. There was a message from Mrs. Stoner, asking her to call back as soon as possible. Linda called Mrs. Stoner, who had some good news. The residents had settled down and everything was calm again, and Mrs. Parker had found her cat. She had found it in the garden. The cat had cried out as it was stuck up a tree. It had taken four staff, a ladder, and a large tin of tuna to get it to come back down. Mrs. Stoner went on to explain that the cat had eaten all the tuna and was now back with Mrs. Parker in her room. Linda was relieved, but she still couldn't work out the large bulge. Obviously, it had to be something very close to the retirement home. The snake wouldn't travel far after eating such a big meal. Maybe it was a possum or a fruit bat that the snake had eaten. Linda went to see the python before going to bed. It still looked fat and clearly hadn't moved since the afternoon. Over the next few days, the bulge gradually went down. Linda kept to a routine when she had a snake. She would look in on it in the morning and make sure that the tank was at the right temperature. Then she would leave it alone until the afternoon, when she would check on it again and sometimes pick it up. It seemed to enjoy this, but Linda knew that it had to go back to the bush soon, and that it couldn't get used to people too much. I visited Linda's house one evening with some friends, not long after she'd caught the snake. My friends weren't very keen on snakes, but I loved them, and Linda let me pick it up and stroke its soft, silky skin. The next Saturday, Linda went off to release the snake in some quiet bushland, about 1 kilometre from the retirement home. It was too far for it to get back to where it had eaten the bulge, but was still close enough to have the same type of vegetation and food. Linda put the sack on the ground and untied it. The snake poked its head out of the sack and then moved slowly out, heading straight for an old tree. On the way home, Linda passed by the retirement home. She decided to pop in and tell Mrs. Stoner about the snake. It would be a nice way to end the story. She parked a short distance from the home and got out of the car. As she walked up the street, about 50 metres from the home, Linda saw a piece of paper stuck up on a lamppost. There was a photo of a very small white dog with the words LOST in big letters. She stared at the piece of paper. The small white dog had disappeared the day before Linda had first caught the snake, and the owners were offering a reward. Linda turned around and walked back to the car. The mystery of the bulge was over.